Exclusive W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago, delegates and others will pay tribute to President Biden, who is set to deliver tonight's keynote address. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there.
President Biden was here in the building earlier today rehearsing for his speech tonight. A reporter shouted at him, "Is tonight bittersweet?" The president responded, "No, tonight is memorable." We know he's been working on his address in recent days at Camp David with his speechwriters. It is expected to touch a bit on his five decades of public service, but mostly cover what exactly Kamala Harris could do as president. And what better character witness than the man who helped make her vice president and has worked alongside her for the last 4 years?
Riot police are outside the United Center after pro-Palestinian protesters earlier broke through security barriers at the convention. CBS's Janet Shamlian has the latest on a verdict in a Santa Fe, Texas case involving the parents of former student Demetrius Pogorchis, accused of killing 10 people in a school shooting.
A jury today found the parents not responsible. Parents and family members had sued the parents of the shooter, accusing them of failing to act on their son's declining mental state leading up to the shooting, and also for failing to secure their guns.
Eight students and two teachers were killed in the 2018 shooting. Disgraced former New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to two counts in his fraud case. He spoke outside the courthouse.
I allowed ambition to cloud my judgment, leading me to make decisions that were unethical.
Santos faces more than 6 years in prison. In California, four people are under arrest in connection with the fatal shooting of actor Johnny Wachter. The former General Hospital actor was killed when he interrupted people stealing the catalytic converter from his car in May. Micah Parker reading a statement from the Wachter family, who wants the DA to make a hard push.
As a family, we anxiously await the charges of the strongest and asking to invoke all the Marcy's Law enhancements or for them to be tried in federal court.
The United Auto Workers Union says carmaker Stellantis is backing off on contract agreements and is threatening to strike. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The union is angry about job cuts and changes in plant investments. Grievances filed today could pave the way for a strike. Art Wheaton is a labor expert at Cornell.
The union is always in bargaining, fighting over job security, and the big part of job security is product security.
Stellantis has said it needs manufacturing flexibility to remain competitive. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devante Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him. him in his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60, and mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Sunny to partly cloudy for Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures build from the mid-70s Wednesday to the upper 70s Thursday.
Currently at 64 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
The Next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Arbaugh Show.
The freedom to work with dignity and prosper. To worship as we choose or not. To speak our minds freely and honestly. I see freedom from fear and intimidation, from violence and injustice, from chaos and corruption. I see the freedom to look our children in the eye and say, in America, you can go as far as your hard work and talent will take you, and mean it. And you know what? On the other side of that glass ceiling is Kamala Harris raising her hand and taking the oath of office as our 47th President of the United States. Because, my friends, when a barrier falls for one of us, it falls. It falls and clears the way for all of us. So for the next 78 days, we need to work harder than we ever have. We need to beat back the dangers that Trump and his allies pose to the rule of law and our way of life. Don't get distracted or complacent. Talk to your friends and neighbors. Volunteer. Be proud champions for the truth and for the country that we all love. I want my grandchildren and their grandchildren to know I was here at this moment, that we were here, and that we were with Kamala Harris every step of the way. This is our time, America. This is when we stand up. This is when we break through. The future is here. It's in our grasp. Let's go win it.
Hillary Rodham Clinton. Given a hell of a speech at the DNC at the United Center, she is still beloved by the Democratic base, and she's warming them up. Joe Biden's night, but Hillary.
The theme's very consistent. The future is here. Heard her say it a few times, and you feel it. You feel it in the room, man.
And putting the cracks in that glass ceiling. Yeah, I'm sure she's ready for that glass to fall, as is Kamala Harris. I think the entire nation is. We are doing live coverage of the DNC right here in Chicago at the United Center. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Joe Biden and Joe Biden still on the speaker's list for the evening. More live coverage, WCPT, KTNF, and Civic Media live at the DNC.
Tune into the Tom Hartman radio program, your home for news, opinion, and insight, right here on WCPT 820, where facts matter.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On the Democratic National Convention's opening night...
Good evening!
a surprise podium appearance by Vice President Kamala Harris.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
President Biden is delivering a valedictory speech. Harris Walz campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond on his legacy.
Politicians worry about the next election. Statesmen worry about the next generation. And it was a statesman who came off the sideline 4 years ago to beat the worst president in the history of the United States, a person who posed the biggest threat to the United States. And it was a statesman who passed and who will pass the baton on to Vice President Kamala Harris to continue to put this country first.
Lisa Dwyer reports there have been demonstrations.
Chicago officials say they are committed to keeping the demonstrations peaceful as protesters took to the streets to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza. Protesters say their plans have not changed since President Joe Biden left the race, and the party rallied behind Vice President Kamala Harris, who will formally accept the Democratic nomination this week. Activists say they are ready to amplify their progressive message before the nation's top Democratic leaders. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. intelligence officials say they're confident Iran was responsible for the hack of the Trump campaign, casting it as part of a broad effort to interfere in American politics and undermine faith in democratic institutions. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has accepted a proposal to bridge differences holding up a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. He's calling on Hamas to do the same.
The next important step is for Hamas to say yes.
This is AP News. A record number of UN aid workers are being killed around the world. Donna Warder has a report.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says that 280 aid workers in 33 countries were killed in 2023. That's more than double the 118 deaths in 2022. And the UN office says more than half of last year's deaths came in the first 3 months of Israel's war in Gaza that started in October. Those deaths came mostly from airstrikes. The office says this year may be on track for an even deadlier outcome, with 172 aid workers killed as of August 7th. It says many of the deaths are occurring in Gaza. They're aid workers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. But extreme levels of violence in Sudan and South Sudan are also contributing to the death tolls for this year and last year. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This is 820 AM, WCPT Willow Springs, and streaming worldwide at WCPT820.com. We are Chicago's progressive talk, where facts matter. Now, your WCPT 820 weather update.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under mainly clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 73. Lows dip down to about 56 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday. Looking at the long range, 84 Friday, 87 Saturday, and 92 on Sunday. That's your latest Chicago weather update. Right now, 70.
Chicago's Progressive Talk, WCPT 820, where facts matter.
You're listening to the Devil's Advocates with Dom Encrute, live from the DNC at the United Center. Keep it locked on WCPT 820 for all the big speeches and primetime coverage you won't want to miss. DNC coverage on WCPT is sponsored by Credo Mobile, better for all people and the planet, and by Fazio Insurance in Will and DuPage Counties. Call 815-727-2611.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the United Center, the DNC, the Democratic Convention here in Chicago. Dom, we heard a barn burner of a speech from Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I believe, Matt, if you can help us, we're going to go back to the podium. James Clyburn, congressman, he obviously endorsed Joe Biden. He helped cement the victory
cement.
For Biden.
He pushed him over the edge for sure.
He also pushed him to take a black Supreme Court nominee female, and Joe honored his word. Clyburn speaks to the Dem convention now.
Offering the American people enlightened proposals and visionary leadership.
Having grown up in a parsonage, I often look to the good book for understanding and guidance. As 2 Corinthians informs, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Our great democracy has been tested, and so has the basic goodness of the American people. But our resolve to remain a great country with freedom and justice for all will not falter. We will continue our march toward a more perfect union, united in our common purpose and emboldened by our resolve to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as the next president and vice president of these United States of America. Thank you and Godspeed.
Folks, you're listening to very special coverage live at the DNC at the United Center. That was Rep. James Clyburn, a congressman from South Carolina. Obviously, he was instrumental in helping to push Joe Biden to the presidency, help him win the nomination in 2020, and this is Joe Biden's night. Joe Biden come to the stage soon. Jill Biden will also give a speech, and Joe will be introduced by his daughter, Ashley Biden. So we are monitoring what's happening live right here at the DNC at the United Center. Devil's Advocates, that's Dom Salvia. I'm Mike Crute. We play out right here on WCPT. Time shifted, as they say, about 7 o'clock each night. We're going to be doing this for you all week long, bringing you all the live coverage from the DNC, from Chicago. So tonight, Joe Biden's night. We've got Jill Biden giving a speech, Ashley Biden introducing her dad. We've already heard from both the nominee, Kamala Harris.
Oh, a little surprise, man. I really liked that. Fired up the crowd, came off for just a couple of minutes, thanking Joe, thanking the crowd. Again, the theme, forward, forward. The future is here. Moving forward. We've heard that a lot coming out of the great state of Wisconsin from a former governor. So he kind of wrecked it for us, but I still appreciate the sentiment. Certainly with the Project 2025 and the Republicans out there, yeah, hell, you know, overturning Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, the Republicans bringing us backwards, backwards. Again, the contrast cannot be more evident.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton gave a hell of a speech, and she took some digs at her former opponent.
He fell asleep at his trial.
Same opponent that Kamala Harris is facing. Clinton said from the stage, there's always a choice. Do we push forward or pull back? Come together as we the people, or split into us versus them? That's the choice we face in this election. And as you well know, Dom, Clinton, who was the first woman to be nominated by the Democratic Party, ran a bruising campaign in 16 that ended with a narrow electoral college loss to former President Donald Trump. I got a footnote, one of the worst nights of my life, Dom.
I remember.
More from Clinton's speech, a little bit more. Kamala has the character, experience, and vision to lead us forward. I know her heart and her integrity. We both got our start as young lawyers helping children who were abused or neglected. That kind of work changes you. Those kids stay with you. Kamala carries with her the hopes of every child she protected, every family she helped, every community she served. Looks like Jamie Raskin, Congressman, J6 committee member, taking the stage. We're going to take Jamie Raskin's speech. Again, live DNC coverage right here on WCPT, KTNF, and Civic Media.
And thank you for the beautiful weather, Chicago. It's been a little rough on Capitol Hill, where it's not just the heat, it's the stupidity. Now, we meet in this great city tonight where Abraham Lincoln was nominated in 1860 to save the Union from fanatical insurrectionists, and where Franklin D. Roosevelt was renominated by Democrats in 1940 to defeat fascist dictators. Now we fight in our time to defend our freedom and our democracy against the banana Republicans who have converted Lincoln's party into a dangerous cult of personality. You know, I'll never forget the pounding on the doors of the House chamber on January 6th, or the screams to follow. Hundreds of our police officers taunted and attacked, 140 of them wounded by extremists wielding baseball bats, steel pipes, even American flags. Five people died that day, and four more of our officers took their own lives in the days and weeks to come. All of this after Trump was defeated by more than 7 million votes by the great Joe Biden. It was after 80 judges rejected every ridiculous claim raised by this sore loser who does not know how to take no for an answer from American voters, American courts, or American women. Remember what the mob chanted as they stormed the Capitol and injured our officers? Hang Mike Pence. Someone should have told Donald Trump that the president's job under Article 2 of the Constitution is to take care that the laws are faithfully executed, not that the vice president is executed. Pence has now joined more than two dozen officials from Donald Trump's own administration in denouncing him, an historical record. And Pence is the first vice president in more than two centuries not to support the president he served with in a general election. And by the way, J.D. Vance, do you understand why there was a sudden job opening for running mate on the GOP ticket? They tried to kill your predecessor. They tried to kill him because he would not follow Trump's plan to destroy and nullify the votes of millions of Americans. Your votes, Pennsylvania. Your votes, Michigan. Your votes, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona. Are we going to go back to the days of election suppression and violent insurrection? We're not going back. Well, look, one week after that beautiful day, as Trump calls it, the Republicans, 10 Republicans, joined all of the Democrats to impeach Trump for the worst high crime and misdemeanor ever committed by a president, inciting insurrection against our own Constitution. Make no mistake, a man who uses fraud, theft, and violence to take power will commit any crime to keep it. And now Trump's promising to pardon hundreds of his fellow criminal convicts and insurrectionists. he calls for, quote, the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those in the Constitution. My friends, are we the people going to let Donald Trump terminate our Constitution and obliterate the blessings of liberty for our posterity? That's right. We're going to elect Kamala Harris. We're going to elect the career prosecutor and inspiring public servant and Coach Walls. And we're going to defeat Donald Trump, the career criminal and incorrigible recidivist con man and his pet chameleon, J.D. Vance. And America, let's make it a landslide so big that Donald Trump and his kangaroo court Supreme Court justices cannot even try to steal it. Let's make every vote count. Let's make sure every vote is counted. Let's let freedom ring and let's let democracy work in America.
Please welcome Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett.
Folks, you're listening to the DNC live from the United Center right here on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and across the Civic Media Network. Devils Advocates bring you the coverage right here. Back to the podium, Jasmine Crockett, Congresswoman.
On November 5th, our nation will hire a president, a commander-in-chief, and leader of the free world. So let's compare their resumes, shall we? One candidate worked at McDonald's while she was in college at an HBCU. HU. The other was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and helped his daddy in the family business. Housing discrimination, that is. She became a career prosecutor while he became a career criminal. With 34 felonies, 2 impeachments, and 1 porn star to prove it. Her entire career as an elected district attorney, attorney general, and senator, she's always worked for one client, the people. Meanwhile, he's a 78-year-old, lifelong predator, fraudster, and cheat, known for inciting violent mobs. Listen, y'all, he's only looked out for one person, himself. As women are dying, he is bragging about overturning Roe. And y'all know I come from Texas. And right now in Texas, come on, Texas. But right now in Texas, they want to institute the death penalty. That is a problem. While Kamala Harris is fighting for our reproductive rights to be restored. She is also the leader we need on the global stage. She helped secure the release of Americans wrongfully detained in Russia. At the same time, he cozies up to his role model, Vladimir Putin, and MAGA holds legislation hostage here at home, critical resources to secure the border, military aid to Ukraine, and even the Farm Bill. She's lived the American dream while he's been America's nightmare. America,
Looking at the two choices before you, who would you hire? Donald Trump? Or Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris has a resume. Donald Trump has a rap sheet. She presides over the Senate while he keeps our national secrets next to his thinking chair. Y'all know what I said that other time. In Mar a Lago. Well, Donald Trump wants to put our 1787 Constitution through his Project 2025 paper shredder and make every day January 6th, Kamala Harris is fighting to fulfill the promise of America. In the real world, this wouldn't even be close. But this election is. Don't make a mistake. We are the underdogs in this fight, even though there is only one person qualified, only one person who's done the work and who has delivered the results. And she needs you. She needs your one vote this November. Can we count on you? Some of you know a little bit of my history, some of you don't, so let me tell you. I was a public defender. I did criminal defense as well as practiced civil rights law for almost two decades. I know a good prosecutor when I see one. Kamala Harris is the kind of prosecutor we long for in the cases like those of Breonna Taylor. Yeah. She was the first attorney general in the nation to order that her officers wear body cams, and she started the Back on Track program to reduce recidivism. Listen, y'all, she did all these things because she genuinely cares about people. She sees each person as just that, a person, not a statistic. She's proven that since the first day she stepped into a courtroom and said what y'all already heard Hillary say, I did not copy off of her speech. I just want y'all to know. She walked into that courtroom and said, Kamala Harris, for the people. And she meant that. Many of you know her credentials, but what I love about Kamala Harris goes beyond her resume, is that she sees the humanity in everyone. She's the only candidate in this race who is capable of empathy. When I first got to Congress, I wasn't sure I made the right decision. The Chaos Caucus couldn't elect a speaker, and the Oversight Committee was unhinged. I was going through all of this when I visited the Vice President's residence for the first time. As I approached Vice President Harris for our official photo, she turned to me and asked, "What's wrong?" Mind you, we'd never met, but she saw right through me. She saw the distress. I immediately began crying.
Folks, you're listening to DNC special event coverage. Live
and the most
the
powerful
Center.
Woman in the world wiped my tears and
listened. Jasmine Crockett on the stage currently.
It's so hard for me to tell this story. She then said, among other things, you are exactly where God wants you. Your district chose you because they believe in you, and so do I. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Okay. The next month, I went viral for the first of many times to come for hitting Republicans with a dose of their own medicine. That brief but impactful interaction gave me my legislative legs, and I've been running ever since. The question before us is, will a vindictive, vile villain violate voters' vision? I hear alliterations are back in style. We deserve better. We deserve a president who can be a bright light in a sea of darkness. One who will put us, who will pull us forward, because we won't go back. Amanda Gorman said it best. There's always light. If only we are brave enough to see it. If only we are brave enough to be it. Kamala Harris showed me that light. And America, when she is our president, together we will shine as that beacon of hope and freedom around the world once more. God bless y'all.
Folks, you're listening to the Democratic National Convention. That was Rep. Jasmine Crockett tonight. Joe Biden's night, but Kamala Harris has already taken the stage. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to all the live speeches that you need to hear, including Joe Biden, Jill Biden, and others. More live coverage from the DNC Devil's Advocates, Crudy and Dom. We'll be right back.
Joan Esposito, live, local, and progressive on WCPT Willow Springs, is powered by ComEd. Visit ComEd.com/clean.
You're listening to WCPT 820. Here's the latest Chicago weather update.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under mainly clear skies. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 73. Lows dip down to about 56 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday. Looking at the long range, 84 Friday, 87 Saturday, and 92 on Sunday. That's your latest Chicago weather update. Currently, it's 60.
This is your WCPT Progressive Calendar. Thursday, September 5th at noon, join Cook County Assessor Fritz Kagi and Jason Tyler, Chief Financial Officer at Northern Trust, for a conversation about the 2024 Cook County reassessment of property values and the outlook for commercial real estate in Chicago. The event takes place at Maggiano's Banquets, 111 West Grand Avenue in Chicago. Wednesday, September 18th at 6 p.m., the Doc C. Bracey Center for Human Reconciliation presents a virtual Zoom event, The White Power Movement, Its History, Threat, and What You Can Do About It. The featured speaker is Julie Farnham, former acting director of intelligence for the U.S. Capitol Police and author of Domestic Darkness, an insider's account of the January 6th insurrection and the future of right-wing extremism. Learn more and register for the event at dcbcenter.org/events.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Because facts matter. You're listening to WCPT 820.
You're tuned in to the Devil's Advocates with Dom Encrude, coming to you live from the Democratic National Convention at the United Center, anchoring our primetime DNC coverage on WCPT 820, where the big name speeches take center stage.
And welcome back to the DNC special coverage live from the United Center in Chicago. I'm Mike Krupp. That's Dominic Salvia. We are the Devil's Advocates. And, Dom, it's been an exciting night of speeches. Not done yet, pardon me. We've got the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, coming very soon. We've got Raphael Warnock, senator from the great state of Georgia. We've got the Honorable Chris Coons, senator from Delaware. Dr. Jill Biden, and then Ashley Biden, daughter of President Joe Biden, will introduce the POTUS. Tonight is Joseph.
and former public defender, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett from the great state of Texas, lighten it up. Loved her speech.
Alliteration is back, she said. You know what I
mean? And Donald Trump has a record. I'm sorry. Kamala Harris has a record. Donald Trump has a rap sheet. Same with Jamie Raskin, Congressman Raskin, also lighting up Donald Trump, talking about all the court cases. Donald Trump doesn't listen to the voters, doesn't listen to the courts, and he doesn't know how to. He doesn't take no from the courts, doesn't take no from the voters, and doesn't take no from the American women either. I mean, there's been some solid digs, justifiably so, on the mega leader.
Absolutely. And this is the setting. This is the time. This is the place. They're actually featuring women's reproductive rights. They're telling the stories of citizens, especially that of a woman denied abortion care in Texas. We'll get back to the primetime speeches right here on WCPT 820 AM. Playing out in Minneapolis as well, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Minnesota's progressive voice, more accurately, KTNF, 950 AM. And, of course, our favorite stations, you're based in Milwaukee, WAUK, 540 AM. And all our friends listening on WMDX, 92.7 FM, we appreciate it. And we're going to bring you Andy Beshear, the governor of the great state of Kentucky. He apparently is a hell of a speaker. I have not seen a lot of his public speaking. The Honorable Reverend Raphael Warnock, again, he won a special election in Georgia. And I would say as much as anything, Donald Trump helped that man get elected.
He certainly did, yeah.
That was January 5th of 2021 when Ossoff and Warnock won special elections in Georgia that by all rights, the Republicans should have won. And we did see Stacey Abrams here in the United Center just a while ago. She, of course, very famous. She ran against Brian Kemp in the state of Georgia. But this, DNC Dom, this is all about Kamala Harris. And tonight, of course, also about Joe Biden and women's reproductive rights. That's a topic that was not even breached at the RNC, right?
No,
Everybody was hiding from abortion.
They were running away from it. They didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to discuss it. Oh, leave it up to the states. Leave it up for referendums. They would not have any of it. They know how politically damaging it is to them. And certainly here at the DNC in Chicago, it is a topic of conversation. Lots of women taking the stage and sharing their issues and their views on the topic.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who, pardon me, was doing some of the Republican, let's call it the pushback earlier today. He did take on the issue of abortion in this regard. Ron Johnson, and I did see him at Trump Tower up on the 17th floor. Can't believe I had to sneak into the press conference. but he appeared with U.S. Senator Rick Scott, Skeletor. And
Ron Johnson said abortion. What's the big deal? You know, Dobbs happened. We sent it back to the states. And I'm thinking, Ron, the state you serve in, state of Wisconsin, reverted to an 1849 law. Before women had the right to vote, before we had a civil war, there was a anti-abortion law established in the state of Wisconsin. And when Roe v. Wade was overturned, we reverted to the 1840s. And I can say with some confidence that until there is codification of Roe v. Wade, until there is restored rights to women, they're going to be fired up, man, and they're not going to be voting. They're not going to be voting for the Republican Party. I believe we got Patty Vasquez in the press box right now inside the bowl. Let's check in with our friend Patty. Patty, what's the mood? What's the scene in there?
Hey, Patty.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Oh, boy. I don't know who they're chanting for. I missed the introduction.
Andy Beshear,
it's amazing in here. Hi,
Kentucky's
guys.
Governor, coming to the stage.
Oh, there you go. I did not know it was Governor Beshear. I didn't miss the intro, and I don't recognize him by sight. Hi.
Patty, how was Hillary's speech? How was she received in the room?
I would say so far, since I've been up here in the press box, that's been the biggest speech of the night. I mean, she really, and there was this energy of sort of that missed 4 years that should have been under her guidance, under her leadership. You know, there's so much weight there, right? The Supreme Court, Russia, the pandemic. So I think it was a really impactful moment. And there have been great speeches. Jamie Raskin, Jasmine Crockett. I miss AOC. I was trying to get up here. But
AOC,
and the women that were talking.
She was very powerful as well. Well received. We just saw the nominee. She is in the bowl now sitting with her, well, more accurately, standing, cheering with her vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz. But Patty, hold tight. We're gonna dip in and listen to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. He's speaking right now. Let's take some of the speech live.
In Kentucky, we put reproductive freedom on the ballot last November, and I beat Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell's hand-picked candidate by more than 5 percentage points. This November, we're going to beat them again. Elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and protect reproductive freedom. Folks, Donald Trump appointed the Supreme Court justices who got us into this mess. His Project 2025 goes even further. Here's the thing. Trump and Vance simply don't believe in your freedom. Trump says people are absolutely thrilled that women had their basic rights eliminated. J.D. Vance says women should stay in violent marriages and that pregnancies resulting from rape are simply inconvenient. Their policies give rapists more rights than their victims. That's not inconvenient, it's just plain wrong. And a woman grieving a non-viable pregnancy shouldn't be required to carry it to term just to listen to her child die or to hear no sound at all. All women should have the freedom to make their own decisions. Freedom over their own bodies. Freedom about whether to pursue IVF. Freedom about whether to have children at all. How we treat people transcends party lines. It goes right to the heart of who we are. My faith teaches me the golden rule that I am to love my neighbor as myself. In the parable, the Good Samaritan says we are all each other's neighbors. So I want anyone watching tonight, Republican, Independent, Democrat, to know that you are welcome here. We believe in an America where we live out our values, end anger politics once and for all, and move beyond this us versus them by remembering we are all Americans. That's how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris lead. They both called to ask how they could help Kentucky in recovering from natural disasters. They helped us improve our roads, our bridges, and invested in our people. They didn't ask me who Kentuckians voted for. They asked me what Kentuckians needed, and folks, they delivered. Kamala Harris gets it. She knows we must move beyond anger, extremism, and division, that everyone has dignity and deserves respect. America, we're going to win. And we're going to win by staying true to our values of compassion, empathy, and doing right by our neighbors. I'm so proud to be all in for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris. Thank you.
That was Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on the stage. He was considered one of the vice presidential candidates. Obviously, he was not selected, but a very powerful communicator. He's done well in a red state. Andy Beshear, the latest chief executive to take the stage. Kamala Harris nodded along often during his speech. Now that the nominees in the arena, Dom, you know, they've given her some FaceTime, given her a little network time. And there's still some big speeches. This one's going to go late tonight, folks. So keep on listening. We've got the Honorable Reverend Raphael Warnock. He's coming to the stage right now. We'll take him. Chris Coons coming soon.
Thank you so very much.
Dr. Jill Biden, Ashley Biden, daughter of the president. And then the
on January 5th,
Joe Biden, the POTUS. He'll wrap up
2021.
Let's take Raphael Warnock, Senator
from Georgia.
The people of Georgia
did an amazing thing. They sent a black kid who grew up in public housing and the Jewish son of an immigrant to the United States Senate in one fell swoop. And among those Georgians was my then 82-year-old mother. She grew up in Waycross, Georgia. Do you know where that is? It's Waycross, Georgia. She grew up in Waycross, Georgia, where she picked other people's cotton and other people's tobacco. But because this is America, the 82-year-old hands that used to pick somebody else's cotton and somebody else's tobacco picked her youngest son to be a United States Senator. This is my America. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you, America, for raising your voice and using your vote. A vote is a kind of prayer for the world we desire for ourselves and for our children, and our prayers are stronger when we pray together. And so together we flipped the Senate, held the House, and we sent Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to the White House. Together we vaccinated our citizens, we fortified our cities and our towns, and we stood by our small businesses. Together we set out to heal the land. A nation besieged by a deadly pandemic, and beset by the awful and divisive rhetoric of a man too small for the office entrusted him or the task set before him. The day after my January 5th election, he instigated an insurrection, a violent assault on our nation's capital and the peaceful transfer of power, all driven by the big lie. But behind the big lie was an even bigger lie. It is the lie that this increasingly diverse American electorate does not get to determine the future of the country. The lie and the logic of January 6th is a sickness. It is a kind of cancer that then metastasized into dozens of voter suppression laws all across our country. And we must be vigilant tonight because these anti-democratic forces are at work right now in Georgia and all across our country. And the question is, who will heal the land? And so here we are, America. Are you ready? Are you ready to stand up in this moral moment? Stand up for the best in the American covenant. Elections are about the character of a country. And we must decide again. We are the latest generation of Americans who get to decide what kind of country we want to be. And we must choose between the promise of January 5th and the peril of January 6th. A nation that embraces all of us or just some of us. Donald Trump's America is the America of January 6th. People who have no vision traffic in division. He does not know how to lead us, and so he wants to divide us. America, make no mistake, Donald Trump is a plague on the American conscience. He is a clear and present threat to the precious covenant we share with one another. And yes, I saw him holding the Bible and endorsing a Bible as if it needed his endorsement. He should try reading it. It says, do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. He should try reading it. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. It says, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, you have done it also unto me. I choose the American covenant. E pluribus unum, out of many one. I choose January 5th. I choose a nation that provides a path for ordinary people and gives every child a chance. And that's Joe Biden's America. And he's been fighting for it for more than a half century. President Biden, America is so much better because of you, a true patriot who has always put the people first. Thank you.
This is the Shaw WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigvi Olsen with the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.